I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're meeting our interview, Anna Church.
Okay. Well, I'm Janelle Metzger. I'm the Executive Director of Water for Ishmael. And what we do here in the community is we partner with local church to provide a welcoming community to Toledo area internationals. So we want to empower internationals with skills to be successful.
Water for Ishmael began about 17 years ago after Janelle and her family returned to the States after living in the Middle East since the early 90s. Janelle's husband was an engineer and his contracting job had closed, so they returned back to their hometown of Toledo, not knowing exactly what they were going to do. But Janelle had just finished her master's degree in English as a second language. And as she returned home, she noticed that there were no English classes available for female immigrants.
You know, in Islamic culture and other cultures, a lot of women wouldn't be comfortable in a class with men, and I think it just was invisible that that was a need. And interestingly, I think the thing that triggered it for me was my experience at Notre Dame Academy and hearing all those 4 years about how women-only education is a really powerful thing and really empowering thing. And so, you know, coupled with what I knew of Middle Eastern culture, it just seemed like an obvious thing to me. If women can't have their own classes, they may not come.
So Janelle started giving English lessons from her home, until it got too big. With volunteers, babysitters, students, there were about 50 people coming and going from her house. So they needed a new space, and a local church, Washington Church, opened their doors to Water for Ishmael, which meant they not only had a bigger space, but they also could expand their courses. They started giving evening classes for men. I asked Janelle what other courses Water for Ishmael provides for its students outside of the English classes. She clarified by saying the ability to speak the local language is the biggest determinant of success for these immigrants. It's the focus of the organization, but there is one other thing that comes in second after learning the language.
It's relationships with the people who have been here for generations and are comfortable and know their way around and know who's hiring or who's a good doctor or who sells insurance and won't cheat you, or I don't know, like all the things that, you know, how to get a driver's license. You ever think about, like, if you came here from Mars and needed to get a driver's license, who would tell you how to do that? It's actually a little complicated, but we all just kind of know it because we live here. So there's just all kinds of things like that, that if you have relational connections within a community, you can thrive.
At this point in the interview, Janelle became a little quiet and reflective, thinking about the importance of connections for these immigrants within our own community.
I think more than anything, what all of us need when we're in our hardest situations is for someone to just be present with us. So that's why we're there. That's why we set things up to be highly relational so that we can be present, because all of us always have stuff going on, and sometimes it's not a big deal, and sometimes it's really deep stuff. But we do what we can to be present. So we have staff members that have been in birthing rooms, and we have staff members that have been in courtrooms, and we have staff members that have been in hospitals and schools advocating for kids. I mean, it's you do what you do for your friends.
Being that friend to a stranger seems like it comes somewhat easy to Janelle. But at times it can be hard, especially when others don't understand.
I have another friend that works at another nonprofit, and I remember we had had a day where we had a client that needed to go to the ER, and I took the client to the ER, and I was doing a little bit of translation for them until they got the translator in, and this other friend from a different nonprofit said, "You can't do that. You can't. I'm not really sure what he meant. Like, it's inappropriate for you to be at that level with a client. You need to maintain your professional distance." And I don't know. I think I beg to differ. I think we're just called to be brothers and sisters and aunts and grandmas and to do life with people.
And Janelle wants to put that call out to everyone in the community, not just because it feels good to help your fellow neighbor, but also because she believes at one point in time, you or your ancestors were that person too.
I mean, unless you're Native American, we're all immigrants, right? So we all have those stories of our hardworking grandparents that came here and they had a lot of barriers that they had to overcome. But if we can help people to do that, the whole society benefits. You know, we have people who came here in the refugee crisis who are now homeowners and they're making living wage jobs and they're, you know, they're graduating from high school or they're going on to university or they got a job in a career track. Like there are good things that are happening. Our involvement as a community can help those good things to happen. If immigrant communities remain in isolation from the greater community, it's not healthy for anyone.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.